Where we are is that somebody asked the question if Arya Nagarjuna wrote any books that covered both emptiness and compassion. And then, surprisingly, what book wasn't there? The one we're talking about. Yeah. Was it? Sawashiram. The root text on wisdom, right? And then there were three other books that he wrote that do treat emptiness and compassion, both. Our debater is trying to show how the string of precious jewels, right? How it does teach both. And we got to different lines from Rinchen Tewa. And this one was a little confusing because he didn't give us the whole reference. And we decided we'd have a footnote. So there's the lines that begin with, if we and those of the world around us have any hope of attaining the matchless state of enlightenment, then we have to write a footnote that says, then its root within us, the wish for perfection, must be firm as the mountain core of the world. And we should put the reference, right? We've been doing that. So we'll go to Gopher. I like to have two gophers up at once. Let me see. Mm-hmm. Ted fixed it so I could do that. And we'll search for something. What's unique in these two lines? What would be good to search for? Nothing's unique. Okay? Like it's what anyone else would have said. You know? Every piece here is something that someone else would have said. So I would say okay, and where do we search for it? We don't want to just find it, we want to find the original. Sumbum Kangi or Tengir?
Tengir.
Which section of the Tengir? Uma. Good, okay. Lame Chanchu Topduna. Do we have it? Did we get it? Lame Chanchu Topduna. Is that it? Yes or no?
Yes.
Don't say it so fast. It doesn't have the same first line. Okay? The line before it is Samgimi Kyap Chewanga. Okay? This is not it. Okay. I told you it wasn't unique. Lame Chanchu Topduna. Same problem. This is where you find out that ACIP hasn't finished all the Tengir. The Rinchen Tewa is not in the Uma. Why? It's not in Madhyamika. Well, they put in all of Madhyamika. We did that early on.
It's not a middleway text?
It is a middleway text. It's a letter. And there's a separate section for letters. Okay? It's like considered an epistle. There's a separate section called epistles. And from, you know, like Paul would have written. So so it's not considered like New Testament. It's often the epistles. Okay? And that's not input yet, so we'll do that later. We'll put a little sign there. Okay. Why are these things there? What are they?
They're the sheks that mark a she that marks the she after a first syllable of life.
Yeah, okay. This is a rule. I'll show you. If the first line of a text begins with only one syllable and then ends the phrase and there's a marker, right? That vertical thing. Then there's a different kind of marker. It's called a pungshe. And there are these dots on top of it. And then, okay? And they did that too because little pieces tend to get lost if they only have a normal vertical line. So they made a different vertical line. And we just take them out when we're preparing a new book, because they won't be in that place anymore. Okay. And I'm not going to convert the Tibetan tonight because we got here late and you know we won't have time to do much. So here we go. Please read along. Any clue about how you should read it? It's poetry. Okay. How do you know? Because there's these two. They start each line with a vertical mark. Okay. So whenever a line starts with a vertical mark, you know it's probably poetry. Okay. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. De la chang chu sem pa yi yun den dor den cha wa ni jin dan su chu su zun ju san den she ra yin je so. This is still the Rinchen Trauma. These are really, really famous lines. So it's good. It's beautiful that we have them. Very, very famous. It's nice to end the course on these lines. They present the Bodhisattva's way of life, and then they present the correlations. Really beautiful. Very, very important in Buddhism, in the history of Buddhism. These lines are some of the most important lines in the history of Buddhism. So here we go. I don't think this should be. Well, let's translate it first. Well, I can't check it. Oh yeah, I can check it. When we gave the talk in Tucson this last time, we used Rinchen Tawa, and I recovered it from the uncatalogued data of ACIP. Like, ACIP doesn't know they have it, but I know they have it. Okay. I think something here is spelled wrong. This yi right here. I think it should be possessive and not instrumental. So let's check. And it happens to be in a directory called Rinchen. That's Gyaltso J's commentary, by the way. And that's the exact part that we're on right now. And what did he use right here? Can you see it? Yeah, he made it instrumental also. So that's probably correct. It's probably not wrong. Let's see if the root text is here. There's the root text, and it's correct as it is. So now we have to translate it differently. It doesn't say the good qualities of bodhisattvas. It says by the good qualities. Oh, there was another thing here that I just noticed. Yeah. I want to do this search one more time. How does he spell ten? Gyaltso J. How does he spell it? With a denbu. B-S-T-E-N. See where the arrow is?
Yeah.
Okay? Dordu Denbu Chawa. Let's see how the root text in the Tengir spells it. Hang on. Right there. Ten Chawa Ni. See, without the A. What's the difference? With the E, it means to rely on something. or to follow a path, like Lame Tenso, the Guru Yoga, okay? And then this ten means to show or to teach. So if we take it with the A, this line would mean what the bodhisattvas teach because of that instrumental that I didn't think should be there. But if you change the, if you change this one down here, it means here are the qualities in brief which bodhisattvas should practice. See, it changes the thing completely. Then it makes sense. Then this instrumental makes sense. So I like that, feels more comfortable to me. How would you confirm it either way? Like the Tengyur's wrong. Or Gyaltsebje's wrong. How would you confirm it?
Scans?
No, it's type. The scans are that. Sorry?
Go to the Tengyur, the other Indian commentaries on.
You could do that. But you could go to the Sanskrit. This is like one of the cases when the Sanskrit would be useful. You see, it would be Shiksha if it was 10 with an A, and it would be something else. Actually, I don't know if it was an E. Okay, and then you would know. Okay?
Does this text exist?
I don't know if we had the Sanskrit for that. But we'd have to find out. So we have to make ourselves a note. Check this then. Okay. What was one of our rules? Not to leave stuff for later. Anyway, I'm not in a mood. It's like Nudnik stuff, you know. Okay, here there is Rishi. Sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Yeah, because of correlations, but it's also the first six perfections, the six perfections, right? Okay? So this is like a classic occurrence. This is like 200 AD. This is like one of the first occurrences in commentary of the six perfections. Okay? Let's keep going. So what he does in this piece that has been selected is first he goes through and names them. Then he goes through and names what they do. And then he goes through and names their karmic results. And so these are very, very famous, really famous. Okay, so here we get the second pass through, which is what do they do? Okay, let's read it together. And you're going to go what? Titi, 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 titi. Di, 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 di. Okay, it's poetry. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Jim Barand Yong Tang Wa Su Trim Shen Pen Jawa O Su Ba Cho Wa Bang Ba Te Ka Bu Chu Ba Chun Du So San Ten Se Chi Nyong Mo Me Shira Tendu Tenlam Bep Ning Se Sem Chen Tam Je La Ning Je Ro Chi Lo Tu So. Okay. Do you know Rangdun and Shendun? Sometimes enlightenment is defined as gaining the two purposes. Fulfilling two purposes. Like what are they? Yeah, so only an enlightened being has fulfilled their own and others' purposes. Right? So everyone is enlightened. Because Buddha is enlightened.
Oh,
good, good, good. Kama machin. Datha. Because he has reached the, he has fulfilled both goals. Good, Kalamachan. So he has fulfilled both goals. No one can tell me the two purposes.
To fulfill.
all needs and the needs of others.
So,
Lamben and Chittan.
Dumba Chumden De Chuchen. Okay, take the Buddha. Yeah, Rangdun Zawata. So he has fulfilled his own purposes. Yute? Why?
He's enlightened.
Yeah, okay. Shendun Zawata. Oh. So, Semjan Myaha. So there's no more suffering beings. Shendun Zobeche. Because he's perfected the needs of others.
I don't know how to say it. It's not what he meant.
Di shen din mayin. So it wouldn't be fulfilling others' goals if we got them enlightened.
Chi chi.
So it is fulfilling others' goals to get them enlightened.
Du.
So if you fulfill others' goals, everybody else's goals, they must all be enlightened. Good. Okay, she's good tonight. I'll let it go. But it's a big argument when you debate in the winter debates, because it opens, the text of Dharmakirti, Master Dharmakirti, opens with, you know, a Buddha has fulfilled both needs. So, but he hasn't fulfilled my needs. Like, I still want some of this cake. You know? So, there's this debate about it. So you have to think about that. Anyway, here he says, Jimba is defined as yong tangwa ing, your own needs. What's yong su tangwa? This tong can mean to send, and it can also mean to give away. Okay, so how do we translate it? Abandon your own needs? It's completely tangwaing, rangdin. Completely giving away. It can mean give up, but it can also mean give away. Big difference, right? Big difference. This one is give away. Giving is often described as tangwa in that sense. Giving away what? Rangden. I say giving is to give away the things we want. I would say, yeah, rangdin, swartha, the things we want. Sutram shen pen. Yeah, so he's playing with rang and shen. Okay. Sepa choa pang. Pang means what?
To give up.
What's choa?
Anger.
Yeah. Okay. So, patience. Then this one he switches, I don't know why, but he puts the thing at the end. Tsundu is what? Joyful effort. Karpe che pel. What's karpo? White che. Yeah, here it means qualities. And bell, this isn't the bell in Pelma. This is spell. The other one is the bell. This one means to increase or to multiply. Okay. So. How do you want to translate carpo chu? White things? It's not just deeds. It's chu is more like qualities.
Yeah.
Personal qualities.
Pure qualities.
Pure qualities. I like it. It's actually what multiplies. Samten Tsechik Nyomo Me. Samten? Meditation. Tsechik? One-pointedness. Nyomo?
Mental afflictions.
Mental afflictions. Which is in Sanskrit?
Klesha.
Klesha, right? We have it in the Yoga Sutra a lot, right? Klesha, klesha. And what was the related English word? Do you remember it?
Hali.
Because it prickles you, okay? And the definition of a mental affliction is that which disturbs your peace of mind, right? So what he's saying is that meditation... I added destroys. It's nyomong me. It makes you unafflicted, mental affliction less. Okay. So something nyomong chombata. Something you know nyomong chombe kabe nyomong chombe kabe. If something is a deep state of meditation, it always destroys mental affliction. Yeah, you say Dhammadu. Or you can say Makya. Yeah. So, Karisha, what's your counter example? So you have to think of a type of meditation that doesn't destroy mental afflictions.
When you come out of it, they remain. It destroys the manifest.
Yeah. So show me one that doesn't destroy enlightenment.
Doesn't destroy
enlightenment? Yeah. From the Yoga Sutra.
Oh, God. Somebody
help. How's it go? How does it go in the first chapter? Rupabhat. Because it leads to the realm of form. Rupanugat. Sampasyat. Rupanugamat. Rupanugamat. Samprajnyata. Rupanagamata Samprajnyata. Yeah. It's in the Yoga Sutra. He warns against it. Like just breathing, watching your breath, and then temporarily feeling nice, and then it causes a rebirth in a bad place. Temporarily bad place. Okay. All right. Shut up, then love that. Mbep. We had it last week, right? Mbep. Say mbep.
Mbep.
Denla.
Denla.
Denla mbep.
Denla mbep.
Okay, good. Sherab denla bep as the den of Denba. Denla bep means denla bapa. It sets down, or what do you call it?
Establishes.
That's nice. The dun of Denba.
The meaning?
Yeah, the meaning of truth.
True.
The meaning of the truth. We're almost done. Ning se sem chen tam de la ning je ro chik lo de so. Ning te is what?
Compassion.
Yeah, why didn't they say ning je?
Because
love and compassion. Loving compassion. Sometimes ning te is just another word for ning je. Okay. Ning te wa. Heart love. Heart's love. Okay. Sem chen tam de la? Nyingje? Rochik? How do you say it in Sanskrit?
Ekarasa.
Ekarasa. Right? Very famous. Say Ekarasa.
Ekarasa.
Ekarasa. All things are one taste. Single taste. Sometimes I translate it as a single song. Because we don't say single taste in America, really. It's a single song. Lodru?
wisdom.
We had it once, I think. It means wisdom. It means wisdom, but sometimes it's more shaded towards intellect. Okay, it's or intelligence. Does intelligence differ from wisdom? Yeah, I think in modern in American English, wisdom implies some deeper and almost spiritual. It can be you can be intelligent and not wise. Most wise people are intelligent. So something like that. Okay. So how do you wanna did he use Ningxie before? No. So he's used a different word for compassion. Do we change it or do we keep it the same? He's used a word which is more like love. I think love. Why?
Because it's different than he's used everywhere else. So
he's drawing attention to what it is. Yeah. By changing the word, he draws attention to it. Okay. Love. Love is a kind of compassion. It's the wisdom. It's love. Okay, it's really beautiful. Love is the wisdom of a single song, a kind of compassion towards all living beings. Okay? What does ekarasa mean here? Sometimes ekarasa, we're going to have it tomorrow. How's it go? Tamse dulpa kirampa. Say tamse.
Tamse.
Dulpa.
Dulpa.
Ki.
Ki.
And pot.
Pot.
Tamse, do you know? It means Brahman. Brahman. So very common for famous Buddhist saints to be born as tamses. Like there's in the Jetsangkhapa Tankas, we'll have a scene where Jetsangkhapa has been born as a tamse in his previous life. So you see in the painting, he has a white robe on. And he's offering a crystal rosary to Lord Buddha, like a diamond rosary. And because of that act, all the people who ever study his books understand emptiness. Like he set in motion the karma for people to understand emptiness by offering like a diamond rosary to Lord Buddha. But you see him dressed up as a tamse, Brahmin. Okay? And it was considered a high birth, right? It's like if you're just going to be born in a... If you were going to pass away right now in a Tibetan monastery, I think you'd probably want to be born in China. Or some... You see, people take birth in the country which is on the up. You know, which is most influential at that moment. And then they take birth in whatever's the higher caste of that country. Whether it's, as a business person in maybe in America or something like that. They always take birth in a place where they have lots of resources to help people, you see. Oftentimes. Okay, so Ningje Rojik Lodrisong. Oh, Tramse Dulpa. Dulpa means butcher. Ki means a dog. Pak means a pig. Are all the same, right? Revel in the nature where Brahmins and butchers, pigs and dogs are all the same, right? That's ekarasa. Is President Bush the same as a pig in India right now? I mean,
In the past, the kind of wanted to suffer, yeah.
Yeah, or from the point of view that they're both empty, right? They're both projections, right? The highest position in the world and the lowest are both projections. And in that sense, they're ekarasa, right? One taste. Okay. So this kind of love, though, is ekarasa towards everybody, which is a kind of protection, right? Do you remember that?
But you could have compassion for a fact.
What fact?
The things are empty.
I didn't say that.
I know.
Okay. These are the most famous lines by Arya Nagarjuna. Almost. I mean, there's this one. That's probably the second most famous. There's the opening lines of the of his root text on wisdom, which are Om Mepa Domepa. There's no coming, there's no going, there's no growing, there's no stopping. Those are the most famous. But this got to run a close second. Okay. So let's do it together. 1, 2, 3. Jin Be Long Chu Chin Ki De Su Be Dang De Chum Be Ji San Ten Ki Shi Lo Yi Tu Ni Tse Wei Ni Dun Gun Tu. Okay. I think I've already translated this somewhere, so I'm going to look for it. The only thing I wanted to draw your attention to was right here. Okay? Say serpe.
Serpe.
And no one's going to say serpe, right? Say serpe.
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 Not serpe.
Serpe.
Serpe dangden means if you refuse to become angry, you will always be beautiful. Your face will be beautiful. But if you say sepe dung den, it means if you kill somebody, their face will be beautiful. Okay. Okay. No, so you've got to get your low tones and your high tones. No, because you can get some surprising results in the monastery. Yeah. Okay. But here, say dung den.
Dung den.
It's a nga, ending with a nga and then starting with a prenasal. And it's very strong. Dung den.
Dang den.
Dang den.
Dang den.
Okay. Now he just puts it in the instrumental. How do you want to translate it? He says, by giving, financial prosperity. By morality, happiness. By patience, beauty. By joyful effort, authority. By meditation, peace. By the mind, meaning wisdom, liberation. By love, all things are achieved.
I like that.
No, it's gotta be a, it's gotta be leads to or brings or give me. Where's Lori? Give me some. Huh? No, we need a verb. Giving blah blah's prosperity.
Brings.
Delivers.
Brings.
Brings.
Oh, I think I've translated it before. Let's see.
It's in the Europe Tour folder.
It's in the what?
Europe Tour folder.
Okay. I think it's also in the last talk.
I think you just did it.
Giving brings wealth, the things we need. An ethical life gives happiness. Refusing to get upset or angry brings us beauty, while joyful effort grants us grace and authority. Meditation leads to peace, while understanding liberates us. Compassion achieves all goals. Is that okay?
Yeah.
You have to say yes. Here's a trick you can do. I might have said compassion, let me see. But that's for that's an audience in a church, right, Winston? So we had to adjust it a bit. So, I don't think we want to use it. Or do you, is it not too watered down? It's okay? It's alright? For a technical translation? No problem?
I like the policy.
Okay.
The only thing is it's inconsistent with what you did in the
say. Oh, we'll change that. This is the ultimate text on the correlations. And this is why we used it for the relationship talk in the church. Because relationships are all about correlations. You know, I don't like this quality in my partner. Okay, well then stop anger. You know, I don't like this quality. Then stop, you know, then start doing joyful effort. Or like that. This is how you design your partner. Okay? Redesign your partner. Oh, and then love achieves. Okay? And we're going to see our editor, Dolbe, like next week, 2 weeks, when we give him the Christian we were thinking to propose a book about relationships only based on Nagarjuna, like only using Arya Nagarjuna, like maybe all of his books or something like that, the 6 great books. So that would give us an excuse to translate them. And Krisila was talking about maybe having it be the next book Jimba, I think, or the next one after that, fall book Jimba. Start with all the Nagarjuna texts, Arya Nagarjuna's texts. Okay, let's read this together. 1, 2, 3. Dumbo Dita Malubar Chicha Paro Chimbayi Yeshe Samkimi Kya Yuru Jiten Gumbo Niton Gyur She Sumbe. Okay? He's been proving something all along. Okay. Okay? This is this idea that only Buddhists can see other Buddhas in their classic form. Okay? And Tantra, the exercise of Tantra is to attempt to see them. Kirin, the first stage of Tantra, is to attempt to see them in sort of a make-believe way. Like, okay, next time I walk into the Stop and Shop, I'm going to see whoever's behind the counter, I'm going to see him as a Buddha. Like, you just decide. And then you drive to Bui, you know, and you fly into the place, you know, and you look there and she's already gone home or something. But you just decide, you know, you try. And then you walk in. But really, in reality, only an enlightened being can see another enlightened being. It's in the praise to Yamantaka that we have. It's in the grace that you learn to Yamantaka. Okay? Which can only be perceived by the highest warriors. Okay? Sukchok chok to tapuche. Pao choki chuyu chen. Duka dui dunze pa. Okay. Sorry? It's just like savior of the world as, you know. Yeah, Superman. Like that. I guess it's Spider-Man nowadays, but. Yeah. Now, this Shay Sumbe chair came way down here, so we got to go back and make sure that we got it in here. That's right there, okay? We covered it. And this is true because blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And blah 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 blah. Okay? Okay?
It's a good debate.
Rex, are you awake?
Yeah. No.
Rex, are you ready? You gotta eat some of this cake, okay? Okay. This is a special cake I got. If you eat one bite, you'll get enlightened. I'm not kidding. Okay, so here, you gotta... Everybody else, don't take too much, okay? Because you might gyp somebody else. Okay. And... this keeps them awake the last half hour. This is something I invented. Okay. These are my favorite Valentine hearts. Pick out one and give it to me, okay? Right. Yeah, I have to. This is like les chocolateries de Perret Tapisté de Mr. Sani. Right? Is that good? Where's my French translator?
Sounds good.
Yeah. Said, nice girl. Okay. This is also very powerful. Okay. McNally. Upside down.
Uh-huh.
Pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me when it works. Keep going. They're omniscience for sure.
Right.
I guess they're Dharmakaya, right? Oh no.
Maybe you just couldn't see them.
An Arya Bodhisattva.
Sorry? Get the whole field?
I think 100%, yeah. Okay. Oh, we gotta translate this because it has your favorite word in it. 1, 2, 3. Chu Yin Te Be Ji Ta Tem Be Su Yu De. Okay, good. How do we translate Chu Yin? Was it the sphere of reality? Alistair knows all. Okay. Sphere of reality. Okay, one. By the way, what's the prenasal for a labial? What's the prenasal for a labial? Mbep, right? Mbep. There's one exception in the whole Tibetan language. And it's right here. They say kyamdro. Say kyamdro. So it's not kyangdro. Okay, one more time. Kyamdro. Kyamdro. So like if you go in the monastery and say Kyabdo, they're like, huh? And you gotta give it that weird prenasal. Kyamdo. Kyamdo. Okay. In Ladakh they would say Skipsgro. 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 So you know if you're hoping to learn Tibetan, don't go to Ladakh. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Which one's better, Bengali? Da, Miss Mizu or the
I think one of each.
Olé, blanc, or foncé? Yeah. That means take one of each.
I don't think that's what it means.
No, I gave him three choices and he said, yeah. Okay. Say chinduk, ki, kam, gepar, che. Chinduk means par chinduk. What's that? The six perfections. Kam. Yeah, seed. Right. And it can mean division. And gepar means to in detail or expanded. Gepar chene. Having expanded the kams of the six perfections, we undertake the satchu, the practice of the satchu. What's satchu? The ten bodhisattva gumis. What's that mean?
We understand the six perfections, we can start practicing on the ten levels.
Yeah, I like that. I'm going to say develop our capacity. Now, there's a word here. Do you know rakpa? Here, rakspa. Growth. Yeah, growth. And he wants to say that he doesn't make his. So I need Lori. We need English here. This is true because in the present, we have to add a wording here that indicates that he only makes this. It's only a rough presentation. It's not a detailed presentation. But we don't want to be derogatory to a high lama. You see? It's not meant to say he didn't know how to expand on it. He just wanted it to be... But I don't want to say rough.
General.
Say again? Cursory also sounds derogatory. A little bit? No. Give me another way to say it.
Brief.
If you wanted to say brief, you'd say brief. Here he means. Raz also got. You see, when you're translating and you're talking about Aryanagarjuna, you just don't want to add any words that sound. There's a thing in English composition too, where they say don't say Shakespeare writes so brilliantly. You know what I mean? Because people know that.
Distilled.
Pithy.
Pithy's essence.
This rakpa means like when you've roughed out the building, right, Doug? And you haven't done the. You haven't done the.
Outline?
Preliminary? What was it? Initial? Initial?
No, the lady said outline.
Oh. There's a Tibetan word for outline. In the...
What's wrong with rough?
What?
Rough.
It sounds like he didn't know how to write smooth, you see?
Well, because, like, he roughed out something, you know?
Yeah.
You did, like, outline initially.
You could put in parentheses.
Preliminary.
Preliminary.
Outline. Then in this text. Okay? Well, let's do, this is going to be a problem, but let's do, let's have a problem together. It's like that last one we had where either Gyaltsev J was wrong or the Tengger was wrong. And you feel something wrong. You feel something's going on textually. And you can't really blame them, okay? It wasn't, it was carved, and the people who carved it couldn't read. And they're carving it in a mirror image, right? Like, they can read only in mirror image. You know, they're carving this woodblock this way, you know, and they can't read what it says anyway. And then oftentimes the author wasn't there when it was carved, or this is the third carving, and, okay? What I mean to say is you get a lot of mistakes in Tibetan, and it's not because the author couldn't spell. It's usually the woodblock guy. Okay, so one, two, three. Do de kun le tu pa tha chu yin tu pe sa pa tha ya che we cho do du sam shi tem ba de ye pa tem ba yin te. Sides we can say. Sphere of. Give me an adverb here. Presented only. It says dor dupa, which means briefly is okay. Only briefly. In brief. How about in brief? Presented only in brief. Briefly, okay. Briefly sounds like he only had time. It doesn't give an unwanted connotation of he just of time briefly and not. Succinctly.
That's good.
Succinctly? It's dor du. Dor du. I need a li. Abbreviated li.
Huh? Concisely?
Concisely? Is concisely okay? Okay.
Concisely? I don't know.
You wouldn't say only concisely.
No, no.
Yeah, you wouldn't say only
concisely.
Okay, only briefly. Only in a brief form.
Only in a brief form.
Okay. Now, there's a problem here, because he doesn't say where, or who, or what. You see? He doesn't say anything. Like, we only got three books that we're talking about. One is Rinchen Tawa. He finished. Did he do... He didn't do the sutra, the compendium of sutra. He didn't quote it. I bet this is not a dung. You see? If this up here said day or day, it would mean that, because now he'd move on to the third book. The companion of the sutras takes the teaching that the praise of the sphere of reality gave, which was brief, about emptiness and compassion, and expands upon it. That would make sense. But then this word right here would have to be a pronoun instead of a conjunction. It'd have to be it or that. Okay? Got it? You got it? And it makes sense because he hasn't talked about the companion of the sutras yet. Does he talk about it further on? I don't think so. Yeah, he doesn't talk about it further on. So I'm guessing that this might be like a really gross error, like super gross. This is we're using the urine and cow urine and charcoal edition. This was handwritten with cow urine and charcoal in the refugee camp. It was the only copy they had. People were reciting it from memory like that. But we have a scan of another edition. Okay? So we'll go to the scan. And this goes on with all the readings you've ever had. I mean, that's why it takes hundreds and hundreds of hours. Because you get to a thing, it just doesn't make sense. And then you have to go do all this, and then it's like 5 minutes till Aura needs the thing, like tonight, and you're not ready yet. And she's waiting in Tucson at Kinko's, and they say it's got to be there by midnight. Scans. Which category? Oop, come on, Bill. Which category? Graphics, Christian, Kangir, Sanskrit, Sumbum, Yoga? Come on, Sumbum. Majumika. Umachidan. Now the pages aren't the same. So last week, I don't know if you remember, we had to just flip through it. This is the way we used to search for things. I'm guessing... what were we finding out last time? Like page 12 or something like that? Okay. This is where you go blind. Okay, we haven't had this. No, we have had that. Let's see here. Okay, I'll show you the desperate way when you get desperate, okay? You should know. I mean, somebody in this room will end up translating, so here we go. We just hit it by accident. Okay. But what you would do is you would go to any line in here. Okay, I'll show you. This happens to be page 41. Okay. And it starts with Bumbha Mitak. I mean, here's a... So then you go to the text you're in. This is how we used to search for things. And you look up Bumbha Mitak, right? And it's like... It's page 158 here. Then you divide 158 by 41. And you get some kind of number. And then you go to the page you really want. Oops. Oops. And then you figure out with a, what do you call that? A ratio. Where you should be in the other one, okay? So if you're ever desperate, you can do that. But we happen to be in about the right place.
158?
Would it be 68?
Yeah, it's 158, 178
of
the way through.
Yeah.
Huh?
What?
No. Okay. It's just more than a quarter of the way. You can divide by two.
Oh, we're getting close. Oh, we're getting really close. Suchim Shenpen Chavo. There's that quotation we started today. Chuying Tope Sabadan Gacha. Oh, what did I do? It's right here, I think. Yeah, it's the same mistake. Yeah. It's the same mistake. Okay, second line here. Can you see it okay? Chuying Dupe. No, sorry. See, I'll show you right here, okay? It says dung, right? So it doesn't say day or anything like that. I'll do one thing. Let's go see how many pages are in Dode Kuntu and see if it might be extensive compared to the other book. How's that? Okay? I would do that next if it were just me in the room. I know it might be boring for you, but here we go. Wow. Yeah. If it were much more extensive, then I would think it was... No, there's a better way. There's something weird here. He's going to be talking about a special idea, which is called increasing degrees of difficulty. Okay? Increasing degrees of difficulty. Whatever text it is, it talks a lot about increasing degrees of difficulty. Okay? So maybe I'll just look for increasing degrees of difficulty. And if we hit it in what? What book? If we hit it in his Companion of the Sutras, it means that might be the book he's talking about here. You see? So we'll look for that little string. In Tibetan, say Nyeka. Say Dhamjor. Nyeka. Leisure and fortune are hard to find, right? Namke Lokdon Da, like lightning in the sky. Okay, so let's go look that up in his first book and see if it's talking about that a lot. Then it means that I'm right and we should correct the text. Got it? Sorry? Oh, yeah. Yeah, today. Yeah, I'm going to make a correction like 300 years later, 400 years later. Right? So you have to do it. I mean, you have to make sure before you do this kind of thing. But it doesn't make sense the way it is. So let's try. We'll try one thing. Nyeka or Nyeparka. We want to check a book where? Sumbung Tengyur Kangyur. Companion of the Sutras.
Tengyur.
Oh, Tengyur.
Tengyur. What section? Aryanagarjuna. Yeah, okay. Let's just see. I don't know if it's going to do anything. That's, right, you see this number up here? That's the 400 verses, right? That's not what we want. This is a commentary on the 400 verses. This is a commentary on the Bodhicharvatara. These are all Bodhicharvatara commentaries.
Why would that come up under Nagarjuna?
We're not searching Nagarjuna, we're searching Majjhimika. All Majjhimika in the Tengyur. Dokun Che. What's that mean? Dokun Le Drupa Chembo. Okay, the great. This is what book? That's the book we're looking for. If there's a lot of Nyekas in here, then I'm right. We just hit one Nyeka in here. Let's see. There's another one. 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 Got it? Do you understand? Okay? There's probably hundreds in here. Okay? Got it? Nod. Okay? What's happening? We're about to discuss something about degrees of difficulty. And the book we're in said degrees of difficulty are talked about by it, but it doesn't say what it is. And it said, which is not talked about by these two other books, this and this. And we're saying that the Tibetan was spelled wrong, carved wrong, maybe for hundreds of years. And we should just correct it. Okay? Alright? Got it? No. I mean, but it's hard. It's hard. And sometimes it takes an hour or 2 hours to just to get a simple sentence done, you know? Like you think you're almost done with the reading, or it's already a kinkos, and then you have to stop. So we're going to take some of McNally's time here, and at least start with it. Okay. Okay. You didn't want to do your final anyway. So we'll put a little note here. Reading day for done. Okay. Now we do this. Okay? Got it? It makes a lot more sense, right? Because he said he was going to prove in three books that Aryanagarjuna talked about emptiness and compassion. He's covered two of those books, the Rinchen Towa, and he's covered, what's the other one? No. The praise of the Dharma sphere or something. Sphere of reality. Okay? But he never got to the third book, and he ain't going to get to the third book. Unless we change the spelling. Okay? Alright? Alright. Because then he just goes on, you see. low, install now, nothing. Let's read it together. 1, 2, 3. What was our new translation for Dhamma? Opportunities and what?
Resources.
Which was which? Resources. I hope this is right. You check. Okay? Degrees of difficulty. It's hard to appreciate that you're going to die soon and you should use the time you have well. It's even harder to have love for other people. Okay? Great compassion. Anything harder than that?
Wish.
No, I mean, what do you think he's going to come up with next? Yeah. Say 1, 2, 3. Te le kyan chang sem la ma chu wa ta me pa da che pong gi le du le pong nye ka we.
You.
I don't get this. I have to look up some words. And you should know how to do this. I do this like several hundred times a day. So I'm into some very rare word, ma chunga, which could be ma chung. Okay? Then I go to, there's a Tibetan dictionary, which is really fantastic. And I'm at the point in my Tibetan where they're usually not in the dictionary. So it's either misspelled or it's used once in 100,000 pages or something. So it's not in there. I know it might be spelled this way sometimes. Still not in the dictionary. Then what you do, I'll show you what you do next. You search the whole Sumbum, which is, in here it's about 100,000 pages. And you see if anyone's used it in the last 2,000 years or so. This is not it. It's not in it. It's not in it. Okay. What do you do next? This was my dream for this class. You know, it was like to show you what you do when you're really stuck, and to show you what goes into a real translation. So you've looked through 100,000 pages, not there. You've looked through the greatest dictionary ever written in Tibetan language, it's not there. Sometimes you go to the Tengger and see if it's really there. Okay, got it? Like, is it some kind of really weird carving problem? You get, how about this tip one more? It's not in the tenure. Which means it's not in where? It's not in the book he says it's in. Okay. Got it? Just nod. Okay. Okay. Huh? If I'm sure the what? Oh yeah, we're looking at it. That's where we found the difficulty, degrees of difficulty thing. So what we do now is we take another piece of what he's talking about and see if we can find that in the book. And then we look around close and see if anything else is close by. That looks familiar, okay? So he's talking about demons. He happens to be talking about demons, which I know you guys are experts in from Christy's class. So let's just look up demons. He has this thing called karma demons. Okay? Yeah. Actually, I'm going to look up demons near hard to find. Okay? Because that's one of the things he's talking about. No. Here he's talking about the. This is it. Okay? It's partly here. But we're kind of out of time. So we'll do it next time. Alright? And I'll work on it. But I'll tell you what he's saying. He's saying this text is talking about its difficult degrees of difficulty. The first is difficult to find a life like this, where you get a chance to do these things, right? But it's even more difficult to develop love for other people than that. Here he's going to talk about it's even more difficult to overcome our tendency to overcome the demons, which is our tendency to discount holy beings, like bodhisattvas. Like we tend to we could be close to a holy being and not respect them or not. We could, how do you say it? Yeah, like that. That's even more difficult to find someone who can overcome that tendency. And I haven't ever really, that's a difficult one. That would be like breaking your first tantric vow. Okay? So one, if you're in that habit or you have that tendency, then to get any progress would be even more difficult. So it's one thing to not appreciate the chance you have, like at Diamond Mountain, right? And then even higher, even more rare, it's rare to find someone who would appreciate Diamond Mountain. It's even rarer to find someone who would love the lady at the 31 fetters. Okay? And it would be even rarer to overcome the obstacle of not honoring your lama or honoring your teacher. It'd be even more difficult like that. That's what he's trying to say. And then he says that that's how Aryanagarjuna, in the sutra, in his compendium of the sutras, describes what two things? Emptiness and compassion. Okay? This is his third proof. What were the first two proofs?
Precious jewels.
Yeah. Rinchen Tewa teaches emptiness and compassion. Secondly, praise of the Dharma sphere teaches karma and emptiness. And now he's saying, look, this teaches karma and emptiness because it takes you through those three levels of difficulty. You have to think about that. Okay? Somehow that's teaching karma and emptiness. More detail. In more detail. In much more detail. Okay. Some book that's designed like that. And that's the only one of his famous books which doesn't go through proving emptiness and compassion by logic. It does it how? By scriptural authority. Just by scriptural authority. It just goes through famous sutras and talks. It just takes pieces out of sutras about, it's like ACI courses. No, nothing original. Just pieces taken out of authority. And so apparently that book teaches it even in more detail. Karma and emptiness. Okay? So it'd be worth it to look at it. Let me see. It ends on page 215. It starts on page 150. So it's about 65 pages. How long is Rinchen Tewa? They're all like really short. They're just a few pages. Okay, so I think that's probably more detail. Okay? So we'll stop there. Because otherwise I get in trouble. I don't know, we were driving through the desert at night and we got to the forest. This week we went on a long car trip and then we got to a lake and it was really dark. We didn't run into a car for like an hour or something. And the moon was out. And the moon reflected in the water, you know. So we were like driving past this lake, it's like miles long. And just watching the moon in the water, you know. So, I don't know. Think about it during the break, you know. Think sometimes about the moon reflecting in the water. Tomorrow's the full moon?
Sunday.
Tomorrow you'll feel like a full moon here. No, because of the calendar is built for India. So the full moon hits here, I don't know why, but a little bit earlier. So then just look at the moon sometimes and think about people and think about the lady at the 31 flavors. Okay? All right. We'll stop there.
Sanam yeshe vejo.